This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是 Helen， 和我在一起的还有我同事 Neil。
Hello, everyone.
So, Neil, where did you go last weekend?
I went to a car boot sale near my home.There were lots of sellers getting rid of their unwanted Christmas presents.
是吗？你去了一趟 car boot sale. 那不就是二手货市场吗？ So did you manage to pick up any bargains?
Plenty. I got presents for my kids to last the rest of the year. And I picked up this little gem. Look.
Oh, what's this?
It's an old silver English coin.
你手里的是一枚古银币吗？看着很新嘛。
It does, doesn't it? I had a close look and it's in good nick.
Good nick? 谁是好尼克先生啊？
No, I don't mean nick as a person's name. When British people say, it's in good nick, we mean it's in good condition, especially if it's something that's very old but still looks new.
原来 Neil 说的 nick 不是指人名 nick. In good nick, 这个表达可以用来形容一件东西的品质。尤其是指那些有年份的东西或者是古董，保存得很好，看着完好无损，没有瑕疵。请听例句。
I picked up a set of silver plates from an antique shop, and they were in pretty good nick.
My grandpa loves his 1960s motorbike, and he's worked very hard to keep it in good nick.
I know it sounds a bit strange to use a person's name in this phrase, but it's very authentic, colloquial British English.
I see. 这个表达是地道的英式口语，其他说英语的国家的人还不一定能听得懂呢。那除了描述东西完好无损之外，我们还可以用 good nick 来形容人吗？
Absolutely. How about my grandmother? She's 96 and still does her own shopping. She's in good nick.
不得了，你的外婆已经有96岁高龄，还能自己上街购物，身体可真好啊。In good nick 也可以用来称赞年纪大的人依然精神抖擞，身体健康。I hope I'll be in good nick when I get to her age.
Keep fit and eat well.
Good idea. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic real English.
From the BBC.